Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. The Tweed Museum of Art at UMD is hosting an arts talk on Thursday, September 27th from 6 to 8 p.m. called Art Against Oppression in South Africa by local artist Raymond Allard. Allard, who lived in South Africa with his wife, will be talking about creativity, censorship, and the arts in post-apartheid South Africa. He joins us here on Radio Gallery.
Well, my name is Raymond Allard. I'm a native Minnesotan who's traveled around the world. My medium is both drawing and printmaking. And there's a quote by Picasso, "He loves art as the only end of his life." And I feel the same way.
You're speaking at the Tweed tomorrow night. Tell us a little bit about that. This is all part of the 100th anniversary of Nelson Mandela's birth in 1918, 100 years ago.
He was an amazing man, though, that whole period. I'll be talking about the arts during that period, and I'll be talking about the artists I talked to that experienced a lot of apartheid. My wife was always interested in anti-apartheid strategies, and we wound up in South Africa 8 years after apartheid was over and Mandela had been released and had become president and had run out his reign. We got there as he was transferring power to the next president. And you think about a world-class statesman like Mandela. One of the main things to draw from the speech is that how the artists and the people, playwrights, writers, things like that, how they dealt with all of this. And it had to do with figuring out how to get around the laws, how to get your work done, get it out to people, without getting arrested and thrown in prison, or in some cases, murdered. We were living in Durban, and Durban is a very thriving cultural place. A lot of activity, and I noticed current artists, like LGBT artists and other artists working in Johannesburg and other places in South Africa. And it is thriving. It is cooking down there. And for good reason, they've been restrained for so long that after, now 20 years on, the artists that are out there now were not artists that were struggling through apartheid, and they're going for it. They're on the international stage. They're doing all sorts of wonderful things, a lot of new galleries. So it's very, very good sign to me.
Talk about some of the content of the art that really touched you through this post-apartheid art.
Well, that'll be part of my speech tomorrow night as well. What I saw, we were there after apartheid was over. And so any art that happened during apartheid, I had to research and come up with examples. What was going on when I was there was that their main concern became what it means to be South African. Because there are five different racial groups down there, and they all have an identity. Artists should be able to say whatever they want to say. I'm opposed to censorship myself. They should be able to say whatever they want to say, and then they have to be prepared for the consequences. Like here in the U.S., identity is very much tied to things like race and national origin, nowadays gender, nowadays age, and all these kinds of things. The problem is identity, and it should be. We should be. Any piece of art is a little bit of the artist. So it's identity.
What do you hope from the conversations and stories?
Well, I certainly hope that some people get something out of what I have to tell them, get my enthusiasm, also some understanding of the experiences that I had there. I'm trying to convey that.
And for people to remember Nelson Mandela.
Oh, absolutely. That's all part of it. I have a couple of really nice quotes from him that I will share. Also, really wonderful one. Oh, I've got all kinds of good quotes.
Ray Allard here on Radio Gallery. You can hear him speak on Thursday, September 27th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Tweed Museum of Art on the UMD campus. Information at kumd.org. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen with assistance from Andrew Ressler. Music by Willie Murphy. Funding provided by the family-owned Duluth Grill and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Find Radio Gallery at KUMD.org on the homepage and under Programs. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work at KUMD.org. Thanks for listening.